The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Having a hit song can actually be a curse for an artist, especially if they don't like it. They put out a list of 15 artists who hated their own hit songs. Some of them are Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. The more popular it got, the more Kurt Cobain hated it. He said, I can barely get through it. I literally want to throw my guitar down and walk away. That's the curse, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the song that some of those people there want to hear.
You have to play it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, I think, too, like you're a musician, and then your label, like, you probably have, like, your favorite song that you did.
Yep.
And you're like, go to your label and they're like, that's not the one we're pushing to radio or whatever.
Yeah. You know? I think that happens all the time.
And that probably happened to Kurt. And then it was like, sucks. He's like, I hated that song.
Yeah.
Slash hated Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. He said he hated it for years, but he's just come to appreciate it because of the reaction it gets from the fans.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, he's gone full circle on it. Over time, Robert Plant came to hate the lyrics to Stairway to Heaven. He said, I'd break out in hives if I had to sing that song in every show.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. The hives.
The Who's Pete Townsend once called Pinball Wizard the most clumsy piece of writing I ever done. I hate singing it. The Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party.
Yeah.
Well, I know they hated that just because they became everything they hated.
The jockish vibe of the song is the opposite of what they wanted to project, so they ended up really despising it.
Yeah.
Amy Lee says My Immortal by Evanescence. She considered not even putting it on their initial album and then hated that it was the one that became the big hit.
I do want to know other Evanescence songs. I didn't know the other one.
What's the Wake Me Up Inside?
I think it's
that's that one.
It's called Wake Me Up.
I thought so. I don't know.
I guess there are two.
Wake me up inside! It's the only thing I think of when I think of Evanescence.
I think they had three or four singles.
Yeah.
Didn't they come into the studio?
No idea.
I think they
probably did.
No clue.
It's funny when a lot of these popular songs will pop up on your, you know, you're listening to music.
I like what I like.
Yeah, Bring Me to Life and My Immortal.
I just know they kept doing songs. Like, she would do a song about the guy in Seether. Seether would do a song about her drinking problem. And then she'd do a song about his drug problem. And then he'd do a song about how she's bad in bed or whatever.
They
just kept exchanging.
I just
song fights.
I hear Evanescence.
Bad breakup, I think.
I just think of that effervescence.
A little effervescence.
Yeah, when we drop the
bubble.
Yeah.
Pop,
plop.
Quite the effervescence. Radiohead hated Creep. Despite it being their biggest hit, the band doesn't always play it live. A fan once called for it during a gig in Montreal, and Tom York said, F you, we're tired of it. They did, when I saw Radiohead a couple years ago, they did play it.
Really?
Yep, I remember them.
That's cool, you saw Radiohead. I never got to see them.
I mean, Tom York, I don't even think he wants to touch a guitar.
He seems quite upset every time he takes the stage.
He's very sad.
Yeah, he's a very bummed out guy.
Yeah.
Warrant ended up hating Cherry Pie.
So did everyone.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Yeah, just about.
There's some people that still love it.
Just about.
Even they're turning on it.
Heart hated All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You.
Ooh, that song makes me feel on.
I've never heard that.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you should sing Heart songs for an album.
It's funny. It feels so uncomfortable about it because that was the first song you put on the playlist he made for me.
Oh, wow. Well, that's different.
It's raw.
That's different.
It brings back raw emotions.
Yeah. And then our Michael Stipe from REM hated Shiny Happy People. He said it was a fruity pop song written for children. They didn't even put it on their 2003 Greatest Hits album. He said, I refuse.
That's funny.
I refuse. That had to be their biggest hit, right?
Yeah.
Shiny Happy People?
Losing My Religion or whatever, I think.
And then there's that Everybody Hurts that was really big.
Oh, yeah. That might even be bigger than...
Yeah.
They got the one that's about Andy Kaufman, right?
Man on the Moon?
Yeah. Losing My Religion, number one. Night Swimming, number two. Everybody Hurts, number three. The Shiny Happy People didn't even make the top ten?
Surprise. You have to remember, a lot of people hated that. That song, it, like...
Yeah, but chart-wise, it's like that. And I get happy somehow if you feel like that. Like,
I know,
you think. That song makes me want to shoot people, but it did huge and was mass appeal.
Yeah. Hmm.
How did Shiny Happy People not...
Is it just according to readers?
Who did Shiny Happy People?
I think it's Aria. Yeah.
Why? What's it in my head?
Because the girl guest sings on it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Is that it?
B-52's girl?
Maybe.
But that what you just read was a Rolling Stone reader poll, and they didn't.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a chart.
Yeah, it wasn't a real chart.
Oh, okay. Well, where can I find the friggin' charts? Give me the charts, bitch.
Maybe just Google the song or something.
Yeah, like if you look up just Shiny Happy People. God. Sorry, James. This is going to pop up in your stuff.
It's okay. It's better than gay porn.
True.
It peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Was the last R.E.M. single to reach the top 10.
Yeah, I mean...
I hate it. Like, the B-52s, the sound of the B-52s gives me hives. That song with her vocals, oh my goodness, real bad. That Rock Lobster, rusted, whatever the hell they sing about.
The B-52s did Shiny Happy People, all I heard was the B-52s doing it. It's like, Shiny Happy People!
Well, that's kind of it, right? She does Shiny Happy
Shining. Dave does the beep.
Make an album for charity. Chuck sings.
No, I couldn't. I'd be so angry singing every song.
They were shining. They were happy. They were people holding. Everybody was dancing. It was crazy.
Oh, I just hated that sound.
Yeah. You don't like Love Shack, huh?
No,
I don't like it either.
Rusty! Makes me angry. Love Shack! Baby, Love Shack! Anyone can sing like that. That's where it's at!
I'm going to call you today and just start playing B-52s on the phone.
I have two hands and I'm singing. Singing, I love it. So hurry up and bring your jukebox money. The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
The Love Shack, baby.
You guys are killing me. Come on, I can't be alone in my B-52 hatred.
I mean,
I like them. I can't help it.
Many feelings about them.
I love most gay music.
I have no musical ability, but you heard how I just did. Like, you don't need to know how to sing to do that.
No, no.
Nothing at all. You just
do that.
Great, now I'm going to get B-52 bombed.
Oh, no.
Lisa just calls Dave, like, right before he goes to bed every night with B-52's music player. That'd be the worst. The worst. I'm going finally winding down.
Oh, Lisa's calling me.
Hold on, there's a call coming in. Oh, Lisa, there must be something big. Let me go. Hey, Lisa.
15 miles to the... Damn it, Lisa! The B-52 bombed me again!
You got B-52 bombed.
I hate this song.
Love it.
Oh, God.
Love it. I am not looking for a love getaway. Just the scariest group of people, too. Look, she's like Carol Baskin singing in there.
Not down to the love shack.
Chuck loves it so much.
First word if it's about 20. Come on, bring your jukebox money.
You guys have real high emotions about the B-52.
Like,
I know the song, but I don't know
Love
if I've ever...
Shack Babies.
All right, that's enough. Stop it.
Baby, that's stop where it's now. At.
Oh, man. I can't decide which is my least...
All the balloons are this?
No, like my most hated B-52 song.
Okay, so they've got Rock Lobster. They've got that one. They have other ones, though. I know you don't.
B-52
I think it's probably
Rock
Lobster.
Oh, like Rome.
Oh, God.
My own Private Idaho.
If you want to roam around the world.
Don't you think Rock Lobster's worse than Rome?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like one of the worst songs ever written.
Yeah,
I agree.
Oh, no way.
Oh, Chuck, it's so
good.
Worst.
So good.
I don't understand. Like, listen to this.
Look at his mustache. You can't deny it. That's the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does he look like that?
Because it was the 70s.
Wow. It was a wild time.
They were the 70s? I thought it was the 80s.
I don't know. That...
Yeah, I think it was early 80s.
I mean, I had a moment where I did love that song.
Because Everybody has.
You know, you dance to it when you were a kid and stuff.
That's interesting. I wonder when that exactly was.
But no, I don't like it.
All their songs just kind of in my head sound the same. Like Private Idaho, he's just going, Private Idaho!
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it was right on the peak of like the late 70s, early
80s. Yeah, like so 79?
Rock, I can't believe I'm looking up the history of Rock Lobster.
I'm glad we are.
Because I don't give.
78. But it became a hit in the 80s.
Wow. Yeah, yeah,
70s.
So yeah. But so that's
and it
thing.
Went and it just kept going through like the 90s too.
Finally charted in the 80s, in the like 1980.
Mm.
So, God. If only it never existed.
Oh, man. It's incredible.
If I could go back in time and eliminate some things, I'd eliminate the
B-52s. You get a time machine, Dave's like, that's it. We're going back to 1979. We're stopping the B-52s. Right in their tracks. People are in a big group, and then like they've come up with a time machine, and they're like, we need to know, what do you feel like we should stop? Hitler!
Famine!
Stalin!
The B-52s!
Who was that? Who said that? Like, throw you out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've talked before about how devastating it would be to check your lottery ticket and realize you just missed out on winning it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you waited too long.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Happened to a guy in Denver. Missed it by 3 days.
Can't do that.
3 days. I'd probably pull the James and jump off the building.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, how much was this jackpot?
Well, let's find out. Here's the story from KDVR in Denver.
Peter Bailey had big dreams when he played the Powerball last spring.
My wife and I would do some traveling.
While he didn't win millions.
Lo and behold, it was a $1,500 winner.
The state mandates that winning tickets must be turned in within 6 months. A pandemic extension allowed anyone who bought a ticket between the 6th and 30th of April to receive an extra 30 days to claim their winnings. But Peter didn't turn in his ticket.
Well, I guess I could have used certified mail, but I just didn't feel comfortable at the time.
So he waited and missed the deadline by just 3 days.
It's totally on me. It was my mistake. I thought maybe an extension of a couple, 3 days would be something that they could live with.
But that's not how it works with the state lottery.
It's really important that we keep to the rules. Otherwise, everybody would want to potentially change the rules.
State lottery spokesperson Megan Doherty tells the problem solvers rules for playing the game are clearly stated on the program's website.
We want them to have those prizes and get that money.
She adds sending in your ticket by certified mail is a secure option.
Yes, we actually had a $100,000 ticket winner who mailed it in to us.
Proceeds, including unclaimed winnings, support Great Outdoors Colorado, the Conservation Trust Fund, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and the Colorado Department of Education. Peter says he feels good about that, but has this advice for anyone else who picks winning numbers.
Go ahead, call, email, make an appointment, and get that money in your hands as soon as possible so you don't end up like this.
Again, it's only $1,500.
Yeah, like, it sucks to lose that, but it's not like he lost out on $300 million.
No.
Yeah. I do get them having to be harsh with the rules with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, because you have a long time, right?
It's like a year.
You've got a year, right?
I do believe, but they said his was, like, he bought that ticket in April, and it was only good for 30 days.
Well, maybe those lotto, like, those have to be claimed maybe at a different amount of time, but I know scratchers is typically like a year. There's usually a year on your scratch off tickets, but I've never really dealt
with it. It could be different state to state, too.
Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, $1,500, I'm not suicide swan diving, but I'm definitely going to let you have a strong order to
Yeah, in Colorado, they give you 6 months. I think it all depends on
the state.
The state or where you are.
I'll say this, though. I mean, I understand his fear of putting, so like they said some guy won $100,000 and put it in the mail.
Yeah.
I'm not putting that in the mail.
No way.
Certified mail is different, but
listen. I mean, I know it's certified, but it's still the same place.
Just take it to the lottery office.
That's all I would do.
You got that much.
Like, it's road trip time.
Yeah, for
sure. $100,000, it's road trip.
Road trip. $1,500,
mail it.
Milwaukee is where we're going to next. An official there apologized for using the song WAP.
I love it.
To promote their weatherization assistance program.
It is a WAP.
Bring the mop in the bucket.
Yeah. The clouds are wet.
Yeah. Dude,
real wet.
Mm-hmm. Yet, no city can use wet ass as a theme song to any kind of program.
Not even the clean version.
Yeah. Because the clean version still.
There's a clean version?
Where it's like so wet and gushy. It's like just doesn't, it doesn't mention anything.
On reels and stuff.
Yeah.
The dance. Probably TikTok too.
I mean, the. Certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet. Make that game weak. Yeah, so it just takes everything bad out. Yeah, you're dealing with some wet. Bring a bucket and a mop. Put the sweat.
Give me everything you got. Put the sweat. Also, they just say wet.
Extra
charge.
Yeah.
Extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. You still can't use it.
You see what I mean?
I
do a giggle. I'm kind of wild. Look at my mouth. Look at my thighs. This water is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play. I wear disguise. So Dave, I think, is in
that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream. Make a stream.
Dave's kind of like, God, jam.
I've never heard the lyrics before.
I haven't either. And I'm like, I just keep picturing myself on a date with Cardi B.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
That'd be hilarious. She'd be like, get up.
We're just going to drop
that. Wet.
We're just going to drop that.
Wet. Anyway, so if you're a supervisor for the town of Milwaukee, do not use that song to promote any kind of program, even if it does have the same three letters, WAP.
Do we know who this person is?
Yes, Ryan Clancy.
Can we look him up? Because I'm guessing he is.
He's hilarious.
White as the Driven Show?
Yes. Yeah.
As my parents would say.
He's Milwaukee White.
Milwaukee White?
Like Super Dave.
Come on. Compare me to him.
Well, listen, you should have seen your face while those lyrics are going by.
Well, because I've never actually took the time to
hear the full version, the non-edited version.
Yeah, but I don't really know.
There's the guy. There he is.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I like that song.
There's some whores in this house.
There's some whores in this house. They're talking about the garden tool.
It's perfect for weather.
Promotion of our weather program.
Weatherization assistance program. It's right there.
It's like
WAP. There's a song about it.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Exactly. They're having a meeting. He's like, okay, I've got a song for our weather program.
You know what he did? He changed it. He changed it to, there's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. Get the weatherization assistance program.
Oh, no. Oh, Supervisor Clancy.
Nerd.
Each year, communities across the country mark National Weatherization Day. This year, we figured we'd remind you to do the same. This is an opportunity to think about it. And then he shared.
I mean, I think that if you changed all the lyrics.
He is Milwaukee White.
If you, yeah. He is. I mean, he really is. But. If you changed all the lyrics and still you and used it and you changed it to like, there's some holes in this house, and then you were like, it's so wet and drippy. The rain is coming down. It's so wet and drippy. You know, like if you really did it like all the way.
Yes.
But you can't use any of the actual song.
No, my God,
you can't use any of the actual song.
That's why I was shocked reading it, because of course I've heard it. I knew what it was about, but I never have listened. One, I've never listened to the whole song. And two, I've never really paid attention to all the words.
Oh, yeah. No.
I just know it's about a red apple. Like,
no, it's... about much more.
Cardi B.
Yeah. Cardi B talks about all of her insides. No.
I read ahead.
Okay.
Well, that's the perfect part for the...
Wow, it's going to rain. Make it rain.
Oh, something wet.
Winterization assistance program. WAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. So he didn't face some heat, and he is one of the whitest men alive.
He really is. He really is. He's everything I wished for.
He's got quite a... Him and his wife, Becky, run a restaurant, bar, community center.
His wife is Becky. Yes.
They run a restaurant, bar, community center, entertainment complex.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
So is that like a pizza place with a bowling alley?
Around here, it was like the Joe Dumars Fieldhouse type thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like they got five kids and a hedgehog.
Well, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard. They got five kids and a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two kids and two hedgehogs.
Well, we're not out hiking. We're listening to Cardi B.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Don't do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's now something called erotic hypnosis.
Just what I mean. It's everything I'm afraid of about hypnosis.
Right. Because you could be in an erotic situation with someone you don't care to be.
Yeah.
Finally, a superpower I want to learn.
When people first hear the term, they have visions of someone being put to sleep and subconsciously transformed into a submissive sex slave.
Yes, exactly.
By their hypnotizing master. But those who do it and partake in this practice say that's not the case at all. Instead, they say it's a way to relax, loosen inhibitions, and explore your limits sexually.
Oh, man.
You don't think this there's is anyone perf. Listening to the show that's done erotic hypnosis, do you?
Dude, this seems like a sell. Hmm. Like I'm trying to sell people. It's like, yeah, welcome to my new business. It's erotic hypnosis. So it's just here. Creep. It's going to make you relax. Lise, come on. I'm going to hypnotize you and then fill your thoughts full of like sexual stuff to try and like take the edge off of you and like
well,
push your boundaries.
The service is basically offered for to like get over hangups about things or something.
I
but
think
then
so.
you think that he's like, hey there.
Yeah, I'm like, well, because I think you're being hypnotized to like enjoy things. So I'm sure he's like, so you're really liking it with when I'm.
Yeah.
I take my hand and I put it there. And then
he might be a perv.
I think it's real pervy.
If there's anyone listening that has gone through erotic hypnosis, one, how did it go? And did it actually work? Did you loosen your inhibitions? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. You can be anonymous. You can ask for voice-changing technology if you want. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us as well. 800-516-9696. If you've done erotic hypnosis, those who do it say that it's a way to relax and loosen inhibitions, but also they stay within the limits of consent, comfort, and safety.
Right.
They say it's more of a kink than a manipulation tool.
Right. So the thing about it is you're already, so you have the kink. So you're both. You're both in on it.
So you do it as a couple or as a single person?
I think you do it as a single person, and then the hypnotist, you know, takes you on a little trip like a dungeon master of sex.
He comes last thing up I need is like somebody tool around in my brain and then me being able to think and orgasm. Like, I can't be doing that. No.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
It's the practice of hypnosis for sexual purposes outside of a therapeutic context. Some erotic hypnosis is practiced in the context of BDSM relationships and communities. In addition, for some people, hypnosis is inherently erotic, making it an example of a sexual fetish. So, like, just the fact that they're getting hypnotized is erotic to them.
Right.
All a lady needs to do to hypnotize me sexually is just take her clothes off.
Ooh, your eyes start doing that. He's hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
Act like a chicken. Oh, it's working. It's working.
Wow, it dates back to like the 30s.
Oh, I'd say that's hilarious. It's a stag film.
Yeah.
The hypnotist.
They say it's an increasingly popular practice within a dominance and submission relationship to reinforce power exchange as a form of play. Some people report that being hypnotized produces a strong feeling of giving up control. For example, the feeling they must obey their hypnotist commands.
You have to. You have to do what I say.
So, there's guys there that go to, like, hypnotist whores?
Yeah.
Who then would, so, like, yeah, hypnotize them and beat them and mm-hmm. they've got to
they
be...
They don't touch them. They just hypnotize.
Hypnotists.
Hypnotists.
Yep.
And they, so that's a definite fetish. What a talk weird fetish.
Talk them into finale.
Mm. My goodness.
I don't know.
I don't think you could talk me into finale.
I don't want to even try.
Well, thank God.
So you're safe.
That was a very odd exchange.
Yeah, it was. I don't think you could talk.
I wasn't talking to him. Like, he always takes it like I'm talking to him.
You're clear. You're in the clear, bud.
He's talking to the audience.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Not Chuck the Freak.
I don't think you could talk me into an orgasm, Chuck.
I bet I could.
Anonymous is with us. We're talking about erotic hypnosis. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you know a bit about this?
Yes. I went to live in California, and I didn't have a lot of friends, so I found weird things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a wholesome sex convention,
okay,
kind of like a work convention where you get to pick what classes you want to do every couple of hours, and erotic hypnosis was one of them, along with needle play, knife play, wax, animal, a whole bunch of other stuff. And the hypnosis was a little more mellow for me instead of animal play or anything else.
Right. So did you watch him?
Gentleman, I watched it, yes. I watched him hypnotize his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to hypnotize a group, and some of the people said they were hypnotized. I guess I don't really believe in it. But she was doing it, and it was more, again, I guess she seemed very introverted. So I think it was a way for her to open up and
that message. What did he make her do?
It was just kissing him and then, like, maybe rubbing down his body. It wasn't anything too crazy.
Are in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
Right, you are. But again, this is a sex convention. This is...
Yeah, this is wild.
So, in the other rooms, they were naked and playing in different things that as people watch, because that's also a big part of it, is being watched for some of them.
Right.
For sure. All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Some people are texting about it. This guy said, my girlfriend and I did erotic hypnosis. I've been into it for a long time. It was my very first kink. We're in a dominant submissive relationship. And for me, it's the ultimate way to reach that submissive space. So he can't really be fully submissive, he believes, until he's hypnotized into doing it.
Why would you want to be?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me.
Don't want to be a sub.
No, no, thank you.
No part of me.
I like the idea of like my very first kink. That's my very first kink.
Tonight on my very first kink.
I mean, I think I don't mind too, but
we all do.
Yep. This guy said, I did erotic hypnosis once, and afterwards I think I jerked off about 10 times that day. Or, well, masturbated, so it could be a woman.
Huh. Oh,
all depends.
My.
Almost had a wrist fracture.
Oh, my. I'm gonna believe it was a woman.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's 10 times. Visual.
She just could not stop diddling herself.
Yeah.
Someone else did it, so more popular than I thought. We did some of this erotic hypnosis. It's really helped our relationship and opened my mind to two different things. One, there was no way I would ever try any of the things I do now without erotic hypnosis.
Back stuff.
I'll just say latex ball gags, pegging, and being a cuckold is no problem.
Oh, wow. So it's totally, she totally duped him.
That is, that's it. She hypnotized him into being a cuckold. She hypnotized her way into his ass.
And he allows her to do other dudes.
Yep. You know, Barb, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go for this, no matter how hard you hypnotize me. I don't want to. Go ahead, let him rail you, Barb.
Thanks, honey. I knew you would.
There's something to this, huh? This hypnotism.
Wow, that's, I never thought of that aspect of it. Someone like taking advantage of something they want.
Yeah.
She's always wanted another guy in the bedroom. And so she.
And she wanted to peg and put a ball gag in his mouth. And
he doesn't know.
Can you imagine not knowing?
Yeah. Hey, Barb, I'm having some kind of problem downstairs in the back here. I got to go. I got to go to the doctor or something.
And I'm sleep. Take off your pants. And get on off.
Oh, geez.
Boy.
He's hypnotizing. He's like, oh, geez.
You can OGs all you want, but you're getting down there.
Oh, no. Barb.
It's hilarious. But he's kind of with it.
Yeah,
but he's really disappointed.
He has to submit.
But he just can't
help it. But he doesn't really want to.
I don't really like it.
I'd not prefer that, Barb. Oh, geez.
On count to three, you'll awake and say you loved it.
The pegging begins
two,
and he's like,
three.
Oh.
What a twist to erotic hypnosis. You don't really want to do it, but you can't stop yourself.
Oh, that's everything that I fear about hypnosis.
I don't want people tooling around in the brain.
Mine's a mess. Yeah. Mine's a mess. Who knows what's going on up there?
They can even program a safe word that you can or, you know, cannot use.
Well, see, the thing is, like, if he's with Barb and he's already out, he won't know the safe word. The safe word would be for me to say,
right,
that would break his,
oh,
you know, so, like, right in the middle of pegging, I could be, like, Enterprise. And then he, like, wakes up.
Captain Kirk! Barb, what are you doing? What's going on?
And God? Sleep.
That's what you have to do it pretty quick.
What in the deuce is going on back there, Barb?
It's an adventurous couple.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Barb and I, about 30 years into our marriage, wanted to try something different. So,
yeah, I decided to get him hypnotized.
That's right. I wake up with all kinds of sore parts. And
he's a really willing guy now.
Yeah, just when you hypnotize me, I don't prefer it.
And sleep.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Bring in the bull.
Please, don't.
Yep. It's a wild time.
That could be.
Yeah, but sure. Already, just in the phone calls we took, way more people have done this and heard about it than I would have ever thought.
Yeah. Absolutely. Come on. That's, I never even realized it was a thing. Never mind that there's people listening that have done it.
Yeah.
Just be careful. If you agree to it as a guy, be careful where it's going. Yeah. Be clear up front.
I'm scared to have someone like hypnotize me to get in shape, let alone any kind of unlock any kind of sexual stuff with me. Like, right. I don't even want a guy to be like, cupcakes are bad. Cupcakes are bad.
I have what you call trust issues. I don't even really want anybody to handcuff me down or anything.
No.
Let alone mess with my mind.
Yeah. Very strange. Coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, the Times of India. How did an Indian doctor get duped out of over 40 grand? Let's find out.
The Times of India.
There are plenty of people who have fallen for con artists running all sorts of different scams. I am fairly sure no one has ever fallen for this scam before.
Okay.
A doctor in Uttar Pradesh, India, went to the police. He was scammed out of over $40,000 because he'd been conned into buying Aladdin's lamp.
Is it really?
Oh, my goodness.
I am telling you right now.
The Aladdin's lamp.
It is from Aladdin.
You swear?
There is a genie.
No.
Inside of this. I tell you.
I would pay any price.
I'm thinking about 40,000.
That is very reasonable.
That's what I thought. Three wishes. All of your dreams will come true.
Oh, that is a good deal. 41,000.
Yes.
Not bad. The almighty power of a genie.
Affordable, too.
I thought so. Very, very affordable. I'll take it.
He says he was treating an older woman and her two sons. They'd come along. He said they gradually started telling me about a genie. Then they conjured up the genie from the lamp to meet the doctor somehow.
What in the world happened there?
He says he realized later that was all faked. Genie did even perform some miracles for him to make him a believer.
So, like, was there a guy behind
it? Was there an Indian guy dressed as a, like, Robin Williams genie from Aladdin?
Oh, my God, it is true. The almighty genie is here.
How are you?
I am good.
I am genie.
Yes. What, show me a trick. Can you take this regular? Well,
I will. We'll come up with the trick.
Okay.
We will do. You just be quiet.
Okay.
Watch, I will make a plate of apples appear.
Oh, my God.
There, look at
that. Whoa, you are a genie!
Plate of apples.
That is a beautiful plate of apples you made out of thin air.
That's all I can
do. By turning around and grabbing at something.
In this simulated smoke.
Right. I'd pay it 41 grand.
So they initially said the lamp was $200,000.
Yeah, $200,000.
Yeah. But trust me, I've been shopping with my Indian in-laws. They bargain you down.
Yeah.
Right?
They will not accept
the advertised price. Not even in a department store.
Yeah, no.
So the doctor finally agreed on $41,600.
So it's hilarious because it's like $200,000. And then the other guy came back like, $2,000.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Right?
It's so far.
You got him up to 41 grand, though.
Yeah,
that's
there's a picture of...
Wow, that's a really believable...
The lamp is now in the hands of the police. The police have caught the two guys. The mother is still on the run.
Don't you wish you really knew how they fooled him with, like, a genie guy?
Well, the police say it was just one of the guys in a costume.
Oh.
That's it. No.
So that guy was like, I cannot believe I am seeing this. I'm Blue Man.
Hello.
I wonder if they went full Disney.
I think they did.
The Robin Williams genie.
But the Indian version of the Robin Williams genie discount costume.
So he's doing all the jokes and stuff. Oh,
so he looks like the live action Will Smith genie, but smaller.
Right.
Probably not as in good shape.
Oh my God.
That is hilarious. Oh,
amazing.
It is worth 41 grand indeed.
That is powerful magic.
You know, if you're dumb, you deserve to part with your money, I guess, but I don't know how they did this.
Oh, maybe they dressed up like the Will Smith.
That's probably
the new Aladdin movie, right?
The guy came out, he was all blue.
Paint. He was like, get jiggy with it.
I will make up a hit song.
Get jiggy
just
with
off the top of my head.
Oh, that's when they called me the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
There's a genie Indian rap song.
Very cool.
Oh, here it is.
Wish, make a wish. I'll make a wish come true.
Is he a genie? Yeah, this is probably from...
No, that's a Amitabh Bachchan.
oh my God, that's Amitabh Bachchan. He's like the most legendary Indian actor.
Is he that? He's that big time.
He's that one guy who has to be in here.
Yes, he's got to be in everything. He even does rap.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's Amitabh Bachchan.
He's a big fan. You can see.
You could see.
Like Dave's like another one we can watch.
He lit up more for Amitabh Bachchan than he did for Kenny Rogers.
He really did. We got to get this guy in the studio.
Can't wait for that interview.
Oh, because they did Indian Aladdin. He must have been
Jafar, maybe?
Maybe Jafar. Oh, no, look, because there's the evil guy.
Oh, so he was like the genie.
Maybe he was the genie.
He's the genie, yeah.
In the Indian Aladdin.
Yeah, because he was doing all the tricks there.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, so maybe this is the Never Had a Friend and Never Had a Friend Like Me scene.
Their version of it?
Yeah.
Make a wish, huh? And I'll make a wish come true.
Okay, this is the one thing I don't understand about their movie. So, like, that there is, like, he's saying, like, two, three lines in English.
Yes.
And then they switch, and he's like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And, like, back to Urdu or whatever he's speaking. So, is that kind of how they sort of communicate?
That's how they talk.
It's like half English, half...
Yeah, honestly. And I don't know if it's... Maybe I'm skewed because Amber's family's here, right? So,
right.
So there's still... They say some words in English and some words in Urdu. Like, it's...
But, I mean, like, that's a movie that was, like, never released here. Like, that's a movie that, if you're in India, you went and saw it. You loved Aladdin. Right.
They did it with only one D, too, to probably try and avoid the copyright issue.
Exactly.
Yep.
Aladdin.
Anyway, so they did catch the two guys who were pretending that they had Aladdin's lamp, and the mother who was involved in the scam, too. She's still on the run.
I just love that there's, like, a whole movie culture of just Indian dudes who remake movies that are big here.
Oh, of course.
And that's all they do.
Yep. And they become massive stars like Amitabh Bachchan.
Amitabh Bachchan!
Amitabh Bachchan!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.